Stomach said, welcome first, my co-host, Paul Halse, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing in America, May, VA. Paul, how are you? I know you're excited about our guest.
I am excited today. We have Anita Wagner with us today. She is the CEO of Freedom Movie Productions, LLC, an executive producer, and an award-winning author. So welcome, Anita.
Well, thank you, Paul. I'm glad to be here.
So Anita, kind of tell me what first came first. The author or production movies, what kind of tell us about your background.
Okay, well, what came first was at the age of 52, after going through a divorce or being involved in a divorce, I met an Oklahoma cowboy in Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo. And he invited me to visit him in a little town called Freedom, Oklahoma. And so my 13 years that I spent in Freedom really started my story here. It was long before I became an author. I didn't become an author until I left Freedom 13 years later and knew I had to tell my story. So
that starts the process of telling your story. Why, leaving Freedom made you want to tell a story. So tell us why.
Oh, yeah. I was there for 13 years and involved in the rodeo bull business. Bought a 3,400-acre ranch, built a nice guest lodge and rodeo arena, and really kind of went all in when I got there. The town of Freedom is a real small, like population of 179 people, I think is what it is now. But I had come from Seattle, and so that country lifestyle was kind of intriguing, and I just fell right into it. I don't know. I think I was finding my freedom after a 20-year marriage, and kids were grown. I was on my own, 52 years old, still feeling good, and the rest is history.
A rodeo business. How did you come up with this idea to do a rodeo business?
Well, my partner, the fellow that I met in Las Vegas at the National Finals Rodeo, was a rancher, a cowboy, and he was involved in the bucking bull business. He had a small string of bucking bulls. And I don't know, maybe we had a beer or two that night, but he invited me to invest in his bucking bull business. And my background as a young girl, my grandfather was a rodeo stock contractor, so I've been kind of raised around it. And it was intriguing to me. I thought, absolutely, I'm just looking for something new. I had a little change in my pocket and I went all in.
Wow. I mean, yeah. I have to go, the wow factor is tenfold and such an intriguing story of rodeos. I find it fascinating. So how does that business work? Like, are you getting the rodeos, or you had the rodeo? You would run the rodeos?
Our bucking stock performed at rodeos around the country. I mean, we went as far as Madison Square Garden in New York City to, you know, every state in between, Anaheim, Las Vegas, over that 13-year period, they bucked almost in many states, Washington, Idaho, they were all over. But we did have a rodeo arena, and we would put on little bull rides just to train our bulls. So people would come from all around the country there to participate and ride the bulls and watch them train.
So, wow. Okay. So your story in the book, without giving it away, is all about your rodeo career. And it was probably a lot of ups and downs, right?
Yeah. Rodeo, romance, heartache, survival. All kinds of ups and downs, especially after I built the lodge and the bar, you know, the country western bar. A steakhouse out in the middle of nowhere, actually. It was at the entrance to a medium-sized park in a state park in Oklahoma. So when I had the idea of building it, I thought, well, we're going to have all kinds of visitors, because the visitors to the park were like 100,000 a year, and I thought they'll all stop in for a hamburger or a cold drink. But what I found out later was most of those visitors were school kids coming in on school buses. And so you know, it was kind of a struggle, but we did have guests from around the world that came. They enjoyed our food and the ambiance of the lodge and restaurant.
Wow. Okay. All right. So what happened after the book? What's currently happening with you after your rodeo business?
Okay. Well, I left Freedom in 2009. And like I said, when I left there, I knew I had to write the book. It just was a story. So that took a couple years. the book was published and was well received, won some awards. And it was probably 2 or 3 years later. I thought, you know, the book is good, the story is good, my life there was good, and I think I'll attempt to write a screenplay. And so I messed with that for a few years. And about 2 or 3 years ago, I got involved with Lisa Varga, who's an actress, and her and I collaborated on writing the script. We've written it and rewritten it, and it's won a lot of film festival contests. Every time we enter, we either place or we win with it. So I got involved in the movie business.
All right. So you're still involved in the movie business, right? And other projects now too, right?
Right.
So are you is it your production company?
Yes. I organized a LLC in Oklahoma for the purpose of filming the movie, and it will be filmed in Oklahoma. The worst part right now, of course, is getting funding. I mean, with the economy the way it is, and that's been the real struggle, but we got some real positive things going on. I don't give up. I'm an optimist, and we will get the movie made. I have a large social media following, and they encourage me to keep going, and I just never quit. So one day you will see freedom on the big screen.
Are you going to be doing any other productions?
I don't have plans to right now. I'm getting older, and I would like to get the freedom feel behind me. That's kind of my goal. You know,
it's such a great story. It makes sense in different ways, but you're right. Finding the funding is one of the biggest challenging things, Anita. Yeah. It's not a simple thing. And I think it's also hard to ask for people for money. So for example, my documentary for wrestling, I put it out there and I said, no, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to self-fund this, but I'll be having a lot lower budget for my documentary, but I will get everyone else involved to make it happen. And it's already happening. So I just said, I'm going to make it happen and get it done. And I have a production team that's doing it. But I said to myself, I'm going to self-fund this, but it's not like a movie. Right. And that, you know, if somebody comes in and says they want to make a movie about it, then yeah, then I'll have to look at funding, but it's hard because you have to say, hey, can you give me money? And well, we don't really know the resources. We don't know how long it's going to take. What does that mean? Like finding the right investors and saying, well, why should we invest in this? And it's not just get the money. You have to tell them that you're going to make money once the movie's made. It's the other challenge.
You know, it's high risk. It's high risk for investors. They're aware of that. I've lucked out, I think. I've kind of coordinated or collaborated now with a little gal that had one time lived in Freedom about 10 years before I did. She seems to have the financial backing, and she's talking strongly about getting involved. And there's others, you know, it's just learning how to close the deal, I guess,
That's the hard part, closing the deal and making it happen. If you have the investors and you have the situation, you can make it happen. Everyone, listening right now, you can make it happen. It's just, it's a process. Keep that dream going, keep that hope alive. And your story is so amazing. And, have you re-released your book? Because I mean, that's still an awesome book that if you had it so many years to kind of take the dust off it and go again.
Yeah, that's something I need to explore. You know, when I did it, I self-published, so I didn't really have a publisher involved, but I would love to. I mean, I still promote it. The sales are not that great, but when people do read it, it gets rave reviews, 5-star reviews, and I'm proud of it. It just, I'll go back and look at it once in a while and make a few changes here and there and republish it. It's on Amazon, so it's easy to kind of go back and make some changes.
I'm going to have to ask you outside the green room, in the green room, something that people have to buy the book to find out what happens at the end of the story, because you kind of not told us, and I don't want you to give that away, because I'm very intrigued to know what happened at the end. But I think it's a lot of intrigue with Westerns being very popular. Yeah. I would take this story to INSP. I think that INSP would love this story. INSP is really focusing only on Westerns and Western type stuff, and rodeo fits that mold. So take that INSP, say, hey, here's the story. Who would be your main characters in it? If you play, who would play you?
Well, actually Lisa Varga will play me. We've already determined that. I approached her. Yeah, I went through IMDb looking at actresses one day, and I spent all day, you know, checking them off. Who would do this? Who would be Cheyenne as the character? And she just fit all the check marks, you know. And we talked on the phone, and she got excited, and we became best friends. And she's going to play me, Lisa Varga. And now we want to bring in some, you know, perhaps bigger names for the parts of Rowdy the Cowboy. And there's several good parts. Her best friend, Katie, and Cody, Rowdy's best friend, and good parts to fill.
What about the other main character, your the one you had the fling, the relationship with? Who would you play? What celebrity do you want to play them?
Well, there's a long list that might fit Rowdy. I really can't name any names. You know, we have a pitch deck and we have some suggestions.
Okay, so that'll be another green room conversation. All right, but it's such a great story. I'm just telling you right now, the right people see it, it's mm-hmm. going to work. And I know it'll happen. And I think you're at the point where everyone's looking for content and dying for content. It's just go. But where's the best place people can find info? Your book's available on Amazon. And you have a website as well for people to find info?
Yes, we do. It's freedommovieproject.com.
All right. Well, I think it's a great idea. Go find a rich oil tycoon to go and fund this. And there you go. Or a rich... someone in the industry that loves rodeos.
Someone that just wants to have fun, maybe get out of the corporate life for a while and just go have fun. We'll teach them how to be a cowboy.
All right. Sounds good, Anita. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.